Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
That's what we're going to do today. Just turn the computer on, look at naked girls. You can join us. We'll just zoom you all in, all the listeners.
It could be...
And if you're dude chicks, you can look at... you can look at pretty men.
Day two of...
Bush has that on his computer.
Nurse porn. We could do some more.
That's right. Nurse week is all week, right?
Yeah, it's nurse week, isn't it?
All week, so, right? Yeah.
We can continue.
Yeah.
The best way to honor them.
Right. Well, I kind of like what Craig did yesterday, too. He just Googled it, and there were actual real nurses on the front lines showing their boobs to their husbands or boyfriends.
Yeah, I've seen those galleries.
Yep, yep. They're great. Yeah. They're excellent. They're excellent.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whether you meant for them to be shared publicly or not.
Thank you, Craig. Yeah. I appreciate that. Dr. Mina, a little later on.
Not a minute too soon.
She won't whip them out for us, though, we've asked.
No.
We have actually asked. Not in person.
Yeah, but we may catch her.
We're real ballsy on the phone, right, or text.
When she's just exhausted enough, or her brain is not totally engaged, okay, she'll go ahead and... Yeah.
Which is about now, by the
take
way.
Take her top off for
us. Yeah, because she's on call. She can't have a drink or nothing.
I don't see that. Yeah, happening. I think to get that to happen, we probably have to get her drunk, and we can't do that right now.
No. Plus, you know, she's got a husband, and he seems like a decent man.
There's that. Yeah. And I think we have wives. Right. There's that.
Oh, we wish wouldn't tell him that.
You think?
I wouldn't tell him
that. Yeah, they'd find out, though.
No, he wouldn't. I wouldn't bring it up.
Dr. Mina can't keep her mouth. She blabs.
She would
you
not.
You know, she'd blab.
I don't think she'd tell anybody anyway, either, because she's got a husband.
Yeah, she wouldn't be proud of it, either.
Right, exactly. And, we don't hang out with those guys that tell their women everything, because that means that's called a narc.
And they know things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's a big yawn there, Craig.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that.
I know. It's 6 o'clock Central, Thursday, 8th week of pandemic. Groundhog Day, number 48, whatever the hell day it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, people are getting involved in this all-in challenge, this thing where what's the this? Celebrities give you you know, you can give some money, and then you're involved in some kind of raffle to get okay. something from
oh,
a celebrity,
yeah. Yeah, a
hang
deal.
Out with a celebrity, I be think... in a movie or something like that.
I just want them to tell me Fauci's a criminal. That's what I would do. It.
Not a criminal.
He's a guy that started AIDS.
He did not.
Yeah, check the video. That's why they're removing it.
That's not true.
I know.
No, you don't.
You're not on social media, Craig. I'm just parroting what you see. I saw it. It's more and more every day. Every day.
I can't watch that stuff. I mean...
No, I don't watch the videos. I'm talking about just the comments.
Well, I want to watch it to be able to debunk it.
So
but if I watch it, I know I'll just get mad.
Right.
And
it's been
if
debunked.
You argue
they've
against
all been
it...
They've all been debunked.
And you debunk it, you're still not getting through to the right people.
No.
I mean, people who see that and want to believe it are going to believe it no matter what you tell them.
All they ever come back with, what's wrong with a second opinion? Well, a second opinion kills in this situation.
Yeah, that's why they take it down, right. Because it's potentially dangerous.
Right.
If you're spreading lies about this, you know, you're just blabbing about some celebrity or something.
Right.
They probably won't take it down. You can lie as much as you want on the internet there, but they're actually policing this a little bit, and it's good. It's about time.
So as part of this all-in challenge, Jurassic World star Chris Pratt
Love Chris Pratt.
Giving a couple of fans a chance to appear in the movie so they can be eaten by a dinosaur.
That's pretty
perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, that's another place they opened a little too early. Was Jurassic Park.
World.
Yeah.
Or World.
Yeah.
World.
Didn't think it through.
So one of the fans gets to be eaten by a dinosaur. You get that through a sweepstake. Another through bidding the most money in an auction. So they're going both ways on that one.
Is that what Brett was toying with when we talked to him? About having some people coming? Run go-karts at his place?
No, he just brought that up with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought he wanted to get fans involved. He said it might not
happen.
No,
he said you and me and some fans, right?
Hey, this is the same one that, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers was raffling off something, and Pat Mahomes.
But Brett was didn't
Pearl Jam.
Hadn't done anything official yet.
Yeah.
What's Mahomes want? Because we can get that for Nick.
That was the one that we talked about last week where you lead the chop.
Oh,
and you get a signed jersey and cleats.
Nick did want to do the chop because it's kind of it's kind of
racist.
Racist, right? He goes, can I do not the chop? I'm a Chief fan. It's kind of a racist thing.
And they ripped it off from Florida State.
Either way. And also, the Braves do it, too.
Braves also ripped off from Florida State.
But the Braves have done it, I think, before.
Did they rip it off from Florida State?
I think so.
Which came first?
The Braves might have been first.
Because they've been doing that since the early 90s.
That's a good question. I can get to... We mentioned, I had a dream that, don't even get it back into this, Craig. I had a dream that Jim Florentine was a quarterback for Florida State. So that's why dreams are stupid. But we'll ask Florentine. He's quarterback for Florida State, apparently, when they started doing it. Don't even ask, Craig. It's just a stupid dream.
Apparently,
it wasn't melatonin this time. It was alcohol. So I think it's just pandemic dreams.
Apparently, it's up for debate, but Florida State says they did it first in the 80s.
And what about the Braves in the early 90s? But the Braves beat the Pirates. I had all kinds of people that were giving me crap back in the day.
The Chiefs kind of picked it up right around 1990, Braves 1991.
It's all the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Florida State was doing it
in
the 80s.
But they're all pretty
close. I'm pretty sure.
They're all pretty close. Who cares?
Snoop doing the all-in challenge. Would you like to hang out with Snoop for a while?
I'm not a big stoner, but you guys would love to. You know, I don't want to listen
to his be for that day.
I don't want to listen to his music. So that would suck, too.
Snoop is
I think he's very cool, you know. I think
one lucky fan and a friend, the chance to meet him in his mansion, tickets to see a Lakers game and a Chargers football game up in Snoop's suite.
And that's not even a rap thing, by the way. I think Dave Grohl's a cool guy. I don't want to listen to his music, though. So I'd hang out with him, too.
Now, the winner also gets a $500 shopping spree at Snoop's clothing store, which seems like it might be half a shirt.
And maybe a shirt.
Yeah.
A shirt and a pair of pants, maybe.
One shoe.
On sale.
You might be able to get a pair for $500.
Right. Yeah, I think that's clothing. First of all, it should be a little more than $500. Any kind of shopping spree should be more than $500, especially at a high end retail store.
I think
$500 at Target's you get 2-3 pairs of jeans and a couple of shirts. You're hitting five. Well, maybe not.
Do it for less than.
But
that.
But a high end shop.
High end shop.
$500 is ain't.
$500 ain't a spree.
No.
No matter where you're at.
No, that's right. That gets you a shirt and pants.
Right. Because I buy a gift certificate to a high end women's store for my wife on special holidays. And it's somewhere between $200 and $250 sometimes. And she goes, look what I got. And she shows me one dress.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dear. U.S. Army wants an early warning coronavirus device its soldiers can wear. The Army has asked tech companies to submit proposals for a wearable device that can warn officials before someone develops symptoms. They say they want a device that's easy to use by non-medical staff and one that's not too invasive on the people using it. Sounds like there's other technology they're going to have to come up with as well.
Right.
Like, do you have the virus?
That part. That I can detect a symptom in you from 8 feet away.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever. Whatever. Just please, the scientists, all the scientists and all the doctors, the real ones out there that are working 24/7 nation worldwide to come up with treatments and vaccines, that's who we're counting on. Everybody else, we're not. maybe a decent, smart governor if you have one. We're not counting on the federal government. They're not going to do dick for you. They're going to tell you to drink bleach and then explain that away.
Don't drink bleach.
And that's showing you in the polls.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Clorox might appreciate it.
That's true.
They are boosting production.
Oh, yeah?
Are they?
Yeah. Because they're afraid.
Now then, it's not because people are drinking.
Are they selling them in pony kegs?
They're trying to get more whites.
It's a cleaning agent.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's for. That's right.
Clorox bleach is for cleaning. Yeah. For many people, they say
years
it's for cleaning.
Yeah, years from now, though, people know they used to be able to clean with this, huh?
Clorox has seen a 500% increase in demand since March.
Yeah, there are companies making some money, man.
Yeah, who makes that? Is that Procter & Gamble?
I don't know.
Sounds about right.
They're now running the manufacturing plant round the clock. They've added over 250 new employees. They've raised pay recently, given bonuses.
Infrared light bulbs to stick in your ass. Are they going up in price, too? Because that's what you're supposed to do that.
UV.
Too.
My house.
Oh, yeah, UV.
UV. UV.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick the UV down.
I thought I had the wrong light bulb up there.
You deep throat a UV bulb. And you get it into.
And I'm happy to see
it. You got
to
defeat the gag reflex and get it into your lungs.
Yes, you do.
And that's the only way it's effective.
Right. I'm just spitballing here. Dumbass.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Also, if McDonald's tells you that the dining area is closed, don't shoot anybody.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got to be said.
Oh, please. What happened? I missed the story. Help me out. Help the audience out.
Well, in Oklahoma City.
Really? Surprised.
You go, you want to go to the McDonald's and sit in the dining area.
Right.
However.
Pandemic.
Global pandemic, and they've closed the dining area.
Right.
Well, that's a shoot.
Who'd they shoot?
The two McDonald's workers.
Are they okay?
Who said the dining area is closed.
Are they okay?
They are expected to recover.
Well, that's just a starter job. Get a real job.
A third worker was hurt when she fell and hit her head.
Have you seen a video?
And wouldn't you hate to be that person? Oh, there was a shooting at my workplace. I got hurt. I fell.
Well, I'd rather not get shot.
I would rather not
get
shot.
But you're also going to brag about that. Yeah, I was a guy. I ducked a bull. I ducked it. I ducked it, and I fell. Yeah,
and I hit saw my it. Head.
But I think, there's a little bit of craziness going on. Maybe there's a little grease on the floor from the fryer. You
no,
slip.
I mean, no,
you
I think
it happens.
No, I think he meant that they're the ones that weren't shot.
Yeah, I know. But when you hear shots going off, you're going to run a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
You might slip.
I would fall. I would just fall over. Heart attack,
and
perhaps.
I'd scream like a bitch, too.
Yeah. Or a baby. Or a baby bitch. Or a bitch baby.
I'd be all of those. How about a video of those two father and son racist ass hats that shot that guy? That's just becoming a story now after 2 months.
Well, that had been, months, and it was finally a story.
Well, because they kept trying to get people to investigate it.
Tell people what the story
is. And they're all too, well.
A black gentleman was
jogging. Jogging, yeah. That's
a,
it.
White guy
and
says.
And his son.
Well, a white guy sees him and then calls his son.
Right.
And they go find the guy. Their story is now.
It's also not true.
That they wanted to do citizen's arrest because they thought the black guy looked like someone who may have been burglarizing the neighborhood.
And they shot him. The video shows him shooting him, cold blood.
This has been going on for months.
But the people too close to it couldn't investigate. They're all friends.
Nobody knew. Well, it turns out the guy actually worked for the prosecutor's office.
Right. So they kept it down.
And so they just did nothing or were taking their sweet time.
Who worked for the prosecutor's office?
The guy doing
the shooting.
Oh, okay. And where did this happen?
Down south, surprise.
Yeah, I forget exactly where.
I think it might have been small town Georgia.
I'll check on that. So they have just been kind of doing nothing, hoping it'll go away.
Yep. Cold blood.
And then no one knows who shot the video, but there's been some video put up on social media of the killing. And that's why it became a thing.
Racist asshats.
Why did it take so long for the video to surface?
Because they squelched all this.
They don't know who put it up.
They were involved with the... The guy that did it was involved with the law enforcement down there, and they just said, you know, good old boy, just covered it up.
We're looking into that.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
You're fine.
He worked with them Coastal for years. Georgia.
Coastal Georgia, okay.
Yeah, he worked with them for.
It's actually on national news now, wedged in between some Corona stories.
Got any more news we can get mad at?
That one pissed me off. Because a black man is not safe anywhere. But a white guy can carry an AK-47 to a state capitol, and he gets photos taken with them.
They make a meme out of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's your punishment. Yep. They make a meme out of you, and then they superimpose giant dildos in place of your guns. I do like that one.
I do too.
That's a good bit.
Three guys holding.
I got a small penis. Two of the guys with the guns talking to each other. My penis is. I'm not going to go. So you're not talking.
You already said it.
I already said it. I got a small penis. I got a small penis.
It stuck.
Because they do.
No, what I'm talking about is they're
instead of guns, dildos.
It's 4 foot dildos.
4 foot dildos.
All right.
That's a great band name.
Yeah.
The 4 foot dildos.
That's phew. I don't know if you want a bag full of that.
No, it's a big bag. I took out the bag of dildos.
Yeah, you don't need a whole bag if you got 1 4-footer.
Good point.
That's like one of those bags they use for the Christmas tree.
I think you take some talent to handle a 4-footer. LLG Twins have come back a little bit. 5-3 now.
All right, good.
Dusan Bears.
Korean baseball updates.
We can put on ESPN if you want, Todd.
No, I don't. It's Korean baseball.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
The dinos and the VCRs going at it.
Yeah. Got an email from Dan yesterday. I heard you guys while I was at work talking about the Dusan Bears. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And wanted to get a hold of a jersey. Back in 2012, I was a company commander in Korea. I took my soldiers down to Seoul to watch a game. The guys had a great time. My wife enjoyed watching the Korean cheerleaders. I don't think they have those, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They did. I haven't seen them.
They even have cheerleaders now. They're allowed in the stadium. Yeah, I saw them.
Okay. Over there, they just call them cheerleaders.
Yeah, they apparently cheer.
But they are Korean cheerleaders, that's for sure.
The top of the dugout.
Ain't white chicks.
My wife and I both picked up the Dusan Bear jerseys and enjoy wearing them since we're the only ones that have them. We lived in Korea for 2 years. Loved every minute of it. The people are warm, welcoming, very ingenuitive. Love listening to you guys. Keep up the great work.
Google a Korean cheerleader on YouPorn and let me know if there's anything there just for future purposes.
There is. Right there. Okay. I mean, it's okay. You know.
You already know.
There's
Korean. I know there's Korean.
It'll
porn
be
I get
there.
That, I want a Korean cheerleader.
That's not freaky enough to not be on YouPorn.
No. Oh, it's real. I know. Korean cheerleader amateur threesome. Try that.
Yeah. Oh, they are fairly scantily clad.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. A lot like NFL cheerleaders. But similar style of dress.
Little Korean girls, too. I mean by that, like, women.
Are you Googling Korean baseball cheerleaders?
I think all you guys are.
No.
All I need is one person to do it. The rest of you can do it.
Oh, I haven't done it. I'm doing something else,
okay,
actually.
Okay, good, Craig. Because puss is on the Korean cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And I really only want one of those jerseys if it's actually a deuce and bear, like squatting in the woods.
Yeah, a bear taking a deuce, right?
That's really what I want.
Right.
I don't think that's their mascot.
Well, from what I can gather here, they must be celebrities because they actually name this chick. You can't name an NFL cheerleader. You know, they're all just pieces of meat out in the field.
Pretty much.
This chick is a celebrity.
All right.
Hosting a charity concert this month. and they call her a pom-pom squad star.
Not nearly as hot when you do it.
As Tony, you mean? When Tony, yeah. Tony does a small Asian girl voice? Yeah.
Even less.
I love when he does that voice.
NFL schedule getting released today.
Oh, yeah. See what? Call me when there's a vaccine.
Yeah, my excitement will be tempered.
Really? It is. Everything's dampened.
I'm not going on any trips. I mean, at least I'm not.
Yeah, normally I like this. I like this day.
I'm popping on a plane.
And you know what? Most people are.
I know.
Most people are.
What?
Still sequestered.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you, but you're not out of the house, Todd. This city's going crazy. I text Mercurio last night because I'm thinking, what's going on? Because I live in a place where everybody's just running around doing what they feel like doing. And New York City is quiet, he told me. They're quiet, and he's in the house. He's in his apartment.
This sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The first ever quarantine cat film fest.
Everything about that sounds horrible. Every word in that. Film fest, all that.
Not a phrase that should ever happen.
Cat?
Yeah.
Are these films about cats?
Nearly 40 independent theaters put out the call for people to send in their stupid cat videos. And fans were happy to send in their...
Please send your stupid cat videos.
Cats on camera. More than 200 videos have been received so far. The best ones will be edited together for a 70-minute fundraising movie out June 19th.
I'd go to a pussy film festival, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but
although
not
with you.
And I'd walk in there, there'd be cats.
There'd be social distancing going on.
Oh, yeah.
My trench coat.
We'd put a seat between us, and Todd would sit there.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Let's go, guys.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.